Three best ways to record and publish your online course. In this tutorial, I want to talk to you about the three best ways to record and publish your online course. By the time we're through, you'll have learned about three ways to record and publish your online content in order to boost viewer numbers and customer experience. Let's get started. 1. PowerPoint and VoiceOver. The first way to record and publish your online course is through PowerPoint or Keynote and VoiceOver. This technique is simple, cheap, and great for camera-shy people. Here's how to do it. First, make your PowerPoint or Keynote presentation as normal. Then, use a good microphone and screen capture software to record yourself talking about the slideshow. The software will then combine your VoiceOver and PowerPoint to produce a video file. This video file will be what you upload for your online course. You can also do this using something like Zoom. Here's how to use Zoom. Make your slideshows as normal, then practice giving your lecture about the slideshow. Once you're ready, get a good microphone and pull up Zoom. Select the screen share option on Zoom and select the slideshow you want to present on. Press record and talk into your microphone as you give the lecture. Once you're finished, stop the recording. This technique may sound difficult, but it's not. Just make sure to get a good microphone and screen capture software like Camtasia, ScreenFlow, or Zoom, and you'll have your course recordings in no time. 2. Video yourself. The second way to record and publish your online course is by videoing yourself. This technique is very simple and accessible to almost everyone, because it can be done with a smartphone. This technique is great if you need to demonstrate something, such as a project or design. If your course is on something like cooking or fitness, for example, you may benefit from this recording technique. Here's how to do it. Before getting started, make sure that you look presentable and professional. You do not want your appearance to distract from the lesson. Next, you can either hire someone to record you or set the phone or camera up on a stand. Depending on the angle of the camera, remove distracting background items and adjust the lighting so that the lesson will be well lit. Once all that is squared away, record yourself. Edit the video when you're done. 3. Filming and editing technology. Whether you used a PowerPoint and screen recording or a video to record your course content, the third way to record and publish online content is to edit the video using different technology. Editing the video can be tricky at first, but there are some technologies that are easy to use and are guaranteed to improve the quality of your videos. Let's check them out. Camtasia and ScreenFlow are two of the most popular editing software. With these editing tools, you'll be able to record your videos and edit them for optimal visual experience. They're recommended for a variety of video purposes, including video tutorials, meeting recordings, or YouTube videos. If you're uncomfortable editing your own videos, though, you can hire individuals to edit them for you. You can look online for freelance video editors. One of the most popular sites for this is Upwork.com, a site with one of the largest pools of freelancing talent. If you do this, you will not need to edit the videos yourself.